Vignette number 13 from Zen is right here. A student of Suzuki Roshi's, a publisher of beat poetry, saw his teacher of a year and a half in a private interview. He said that he couldn't continue, that every time he sat zazen, he started to cry. "I can't take it," he said. "I'm leaving. I can't be here anymore." Suzuki didn't tell him to stay. He merely said, "You try, and you try, and you fail, and then you go deeper." That was Dave Hazelwood in 1964. Dave came to California, the San Francisco area, in the 1960s from Kansas with poet Michael McClure. Michael was one of the beat poets. Dave started a small, very high quality publishing company, and Michael, he did not publish Michael's first book. I think he said he published his second one. He was the first person to publish beat poet Philip Whalen. In about, I'm not sure exactly when, it's all on Cuke.com. Just go to Cuke.com and look in the site search box for Dave Hazelwood, Hazelwood. And you can read his interview and other things about him. Anyway, maybe a decade later, after he had studied with Suzuki early in the 60s, he started practicing with Jaksho Bill Kwong, often known as Kwong Roshi, in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco. And he went on to become the first person, I believe, the first person whom Bill ordained as a priest. And he was with Bill some years, and he got discouraged again, and he quit. And then around, oh gosh, I can't say when, I think in the 90s, because I met him back then and interviewed him for Crooked Cucumber. And I was living in Sonoma County too. In the 90s, he started practicing with Jisho Cary Warner in Sebastopol. And she moved over to Grayton, which is right next to Sebastopol. And he got reordained by her, and he ended up getting transmission and becoming a teacher late in life. You try, and you try, and you fail, and then you go deeper. Well, I think that was a pretty good prediction of Dave's life and his perseverance. And, you know, a sense of failure and discouragement with life and practice and what are we doing here and what's my life about, that is just so common. It's universal, I think, to some extent or the other. And it's hard for us to make sense of life and know what we're doing here or what we can do with what we are while we're here. And I think remembering Dave and taking heart, don't be discouraged. You're complete right now the way you are. And all we have to do is realize that. So let's keep trying and trying and failing and going deeper. This has been another mini podcast from Cuke Audio. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Archives and Cuke Audio, wishing you and all of us a grand awakening.